Blackstone Audio presents The Dreadful Debutante by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. For Annette Clayton. Chapter 1. Never had two sisters so close in age looked so little alike. Drusilla Markham was very beautiful, tall, statuesque, elegant, a perfect Regency beauty, with liquid dark eyes, thick brown hair, and a figure that had that necessary rounded look for beauty. Her sister Myra, short for Mirabel, was small with dark, wiry hair, large green eyes, and unfashionably high cheekbones, in an age when women plumped out their cheeks with wax pads to achieve the desired Dutch doll effect. Where Drusilla was calm and gracious, Myra was fiery, tetchy, and restless. Like most children of aristocrats, they had been brought up by a nurse and then a governess, rarely seeing their parents. The trouble started early on. Drusilla had always been beautiful, but Myra had heard herself described at an early age as a changeling. The nurse doted on Drusilla and paid scant attention to Myra. The governess followed the same pattern, being the sort of governess who considered proper education harmful to young misses, and so it was Drusilla who could play the harp gracefully, embroider well, and who received all the praise. Myra adored her father. Mr. Markham, of the untitled aristocracy, was a cold, withdrawn man, but Myra had once heard him say he longed for a son, and so she had tried to be that son. She rode well.